I think this is the ninth year that we're giving this year, and we try not to repeat topics. So I usually go back and just refresh my memory as to what we spoke about in the Parsha before. And I realized last night that I've never given a shiur on Parsha's Tzav. In a non-Ibra Yor, Tzav is always Erev Pesach. And even in Ibra Yor, sometimes it's Purim and other Inyanei Diyoma. So I don't think we've ever spoken on Parsha's Tzav. Then I was talking today to Rabbi Penner, the new executive vice president of RCA. And he told me he realized that Rabbanim never give drushas on Tzav. So he was going to send out to the membership list of drusha topics for rabbis who aren't used to talking about Parshas Tzav. So it is Parshas Tzav, and it's not a it is a leap year. So we will talk about a Hilchos Shabbos related topic, a Hilchos Shabbos topic that does emerge from Parshas Tzav. And that starts with the din of kibbutz dam chatas. The Torah tells us, Perek vav pasuk kaf kol asher yigabe sarayik dash v'asher yizami da asher yizami damala beged asher yizalat techabes makom kadosh. So there's a din of kibbutz dam chatas that if dam chatas spritzes onto a beged, then one must wash launder that garment ba'azara. And it emerges from the sugya in Perek Dam Chatas Zvachim Sadi that there are certain halachos that we derive relevant to the parameters of the melacha melaben on Shabbos from the details of kibbutz in Dam Chatas. There are different melachas we have in Shabbos where you have to figure out whether the definition of that melacha corresponds to parallel definitions of Chol HaTorah Kula. Is kosev in Shabbos the same as kosev of Chol HaTorah Kula? There's ksiva begitin. There's Siva in other areas of halacha, Siva Stam, does that correspond? How does that correspond to the details of Kosev Shabbos? So it's relevant for the melacha of Malabin as well. What is the melacha of Malabin? So Rashi tells us in the Mishnah Ayin Gimel in Shabbos that lists all the lametz melachos. Malabin is mechabes benahar, at least the Mishkan related form of Malabin is washing in water. Rabbi Riviat in his English book refers to that as scouring, as cleaning. The act of cleaning wool and water is called scouring, apparently. He points out that in the Rambam, there's no reference of water being necessary as part of the Av Malacha. So for the Rambam, he thinks it may be bleaching, which is whitening raw wool and not necessarily with water. Be that as it may, one of whether it's an Av, whether it's a Toloda, the act of kibbutz itself in some form will be part of the av of the malacha of melaben. And there are parallels that we derive as far as the parameters of what's considered laundering on Shabbos from the sugya in Zvachim on Sadi Dalet. The Gemara tells us that, we're skipping around a little, we're not going in order of the Gemara over here, but the Gemara says on Sadi Dalet Amud Beis, that Shriyaso Zohi Kibuso. A few lines from the top. That when it comes to the Gemara says this in the context of Kibbutz Dam Chatas, but then it applies it to Melacha Shabbos as well. That if you soak a garment in water, that is halachic kibbutz, that is halachic laundering. And therefore, the Gemara says that if you throw a sudar, a cloth, into water on Shabbos, then you're chayim mishum mechabes, which is included in the Melacha of Melabit. Then the Gemara here in on Lamed on Sadi Dalam Beis quotes the Mishnah in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Beis. The Mishnah tells us, "Haisa, if you have a stain on a beged, mikancha bismarted, you're allowed to wipe it off with a cloth." What is this lashleshes are talking about? So Rashi says, "Lashleshes shum davar mius, anything that's disgusting, kagon roko tsoa, spit or excrement or dirt that is on a garment." Tosus in Zvachim says it's soas tarnagolim. But it says Rashi that what are you allowed to do? Mekancha bismartut, below yitin Allah hamayim. You're not allowed to place water on it. The stam kar shel beged hu, beged shriyaso b'mayim zehu kibuso. A stam kar, stam pillow that we're talking about here is made out of beged material, tamar or pishtun, some form of cloth that makes a beged. When it comes to a beged, the din is shriyaso zohu kibbutzo. And Rashi tells you that even nisinas mayim is considered shriya. It doesn't have to be that you soak it totally in water. Just application of water is itself considered shriya for the purpose of shriyaso zohi kibuso. And that's what the Mishabura points out as well in Siman Shin Bey's Sivkatan Mem Dalid, that Asir Liten Alav Mayim Klal, Afilu Mu'atim, even a small quantity of water, is a violation of Shriyasa Kibusa as far as the Isser of Malabin of Mechabes on Shabbos. So when it comes to a beged, when it comes to something made out of tzemer, pishtim, cloth, then that is subject to Shriyasa Kibusa. Simply applying water would be a violation of the Malacha of Malabin on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah continues there on Kuf and Beis and Shabbos. However, if this beged that has a stain is made out of leather, then you're allowed to place water onto this beged made out of ore. It says Rashi over there. You can't do a full-fledged kibbutz, but nesinas mayim is permissible, and that is because the Gemara tells us in Zvachim back there on Sadi Dalet Mebeis that even though Shriyas is Okibuso, that doesn't apply to a beged made out of ore. Beged made out of ore, presumably because it's a harder kind of material, it's not as absorbent, so simply applying water is not going to be a violation of Isser of Kibbutz. However, the Gemara tells us, even though that's the case, that applying water is not a problem for beged shel ore. However, there's another level that is called kiskus. The Gemara says there that any the third line, kol kibas deles be kiskus, sadi dalam beis amarava kol kibas deles a kiskus lo shmei kibas. That any kibas that doesn't involve kiskus, Rashi says mishafshi that you're rubbing the sides against each other. So any act of washing that doesn't involve scrubbing is now considered to be. To be kibbutz. Now the Gemara indicated earlier on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph that even though when it comes to a beged shel or, we don't say shriyasa kibbuso, there's no issur of applying water. But if you're going to scrub it or apply water and then scrub it onto it, then that would be at least when it comes to soft leather, that would be an issur of kibbutz. Maybe even when it comes to hard leather, that's the machlokas tanaim here, whether it applies to hard leather as well. Mishabura quotes that we should be machmir because most Rishonim paskin that the Isser of rubbing applies to hard leather as well.
I don't know if Chazal concerned about the Gemara here, that if you let you do the Shriyasa by or that comes in a little bit better.
It's hard to. There's no one size fits all answer that would explain where Chazal saw fit to be goes or something and where not. So I'm not sure how productive an exercise that is.
Seems like it's an easy, I mean, classic example that you do this, it comes to this.
Okay, I don't think there are clear gedarim or rules and regulations as to when Chazal saw fit to be goes or something. It doesn't, as far as I've been able to tell. Doesn't fit into a an absolute clearly defined category. So again, what we've seen so far, presumably a function of level of absorbency, that if you have a more absorbent material, then Shriyasa Kibusa simply applying water is going to be problematic. If it's less absorbent, then applying water is okay, but a more intense kind of scrubbing would be problematic. And then there's another category of materials that are not even subject to an iser of shifshif, not even subject to an iser of rubbing together. The Rambam, Ma'aser Karbanos, Perek Ches Halacha Dalid, Ein Ton Kibbutz Ela Makom Adam Bilvad, V'hu She'ya Al Kli She'ra'i L'Kabel Tumah Ra'a L'Kibbutz. Aval, Im Nitas Al Kli Eitz, O Kli Matchus, Ein Oton Kibbutz, L'fi She'einan Ru'uyin L'Kibbutz, Ela Gordon Bilvad. If you have dam chatas that spritzes onto a kli made out of wood or metal, there's no din of kibbutz because it's not roi l'kibbutz. Presumably, it means that there's nothing embedded that you're removing through an act of applying water, or is somewhere in the middle in terms of its absorbance. But wood or metal is even less absorbent and not subject to, it sounds like, a metzias that would make kibbutz helpful. Mishabura says this in Shin Mem, Shin Bey, sorry, Sivkatan Mem Aleph, that La'alacha Kli Eitz is not subject to Shin, sorry, Shin Bey's Sivkatan Mem Aleph, that La'alacha Kli Eitz is not subject to an Isser of Shechshuch as well, not only not subject to Shriya. Ramosha writes, now that we have these three categories, so how do we fit in some of the new materials that weren't around in the time of Chazal that we don't necessarily know exactly how to categorize as far as the spectrum of application of Shriya? Says Ramosha, Yeridei Chelibes, Simen Ayin Vav, Bidvar Hamapot Shel Plastic. You have a plastic tablecloth. So Moshe thinks at first glance it's better, less absorbent than even leather because no water is going to get in. It just will stay on the surface. That should be analogous to the third category of wood and metal, which is not subject even to nisr shifshif. Even our soft plastic is equivalent to hard wood. I think a caution. Shelchein ein ze inyan kibus ve'en l'damas b'sfaras minim acherim la'oros. Haga atzmecha tabe oros avilu kashenika. Now, when it comes to ore, even hard ore is subject to this or shifshif, according to many Rishonim. So it's hard to know exactly what to compare things to. We come back on lamed amina lehu mina macherim the mutter ladia kelim af elish ein kashin yoser me oros kashim. You can wash dishes, even if whatever their consistency is. Shelchein ein lano la oros. Ali come back on kemish lo shayach limso din zem befurash dehu min chada shadoros shelafaneinu la roosam min aray lahachmir shelo lashashet biyadayim bechozek. Shifshuv, Sido al Zelze, Raklanakos. So Moshe says, in principle, we should assume that plastic is better than ore, and therefore not subject to an Isser Shifshuv. But because we don't know for sure, and these are new materials that Chazal didn't have access to or comment on, then at least you should be machmir not to do any intense Shifshuv to intensely rub a plastic tablecloth. If you do something lightly or scrub it lightly, then Ramosha thinks there's more to be make of that. There's a discussion in Poskim. Orcha Shabbos has this as machlokas between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv. Shmuel Shabbos quotes this from Shlomo Zalman, at least partially, in Perek Tesvav, Ara Kav Hey. Are you allowed to rinse a baby bottle nipple underwater while being meshafshef the nipple of the bottle? So Shlomo Zalman was makel on that. As a baseline, in principle, plastic is better than ore. So Moshe says, but we don't know for sure, so we should be machmir. But there, Shlomo Zalman had another argument that is more analogous to a kli than a beged, just like the poskim assume that there's no iser of kibbutz if you wash dishes because that's a different kind of a metzias. You don't refer to washing dishes as laundering the dish or being mechabes. It's a kli, it's not a beged. So a tablecloth may be more like a beged. A bottle, a dish is more like a kli. Maybe that's not really subject to malabin or the meshafshef part of malabin. There's some Zalman who's makel on that for that reason, as quoted in Orcha Shabbos, and Rav Yashiv is quoted as being machmir. Within the principle of Shriyasa Kibusa that the Gemara outlined in Zvachim that we saw is relevant to Hilchos Shabbos as well. Simply applying water is a violation of an Isser Kibus. Rishon are bothered by the following problem. There are a couple of Gemaras that seem to indicate that there are situations where applying water, even walking through water, is permissible on Shabbos. For example, the Gemara in Beis and Daf Yuches has Isha Maremes Bibigada. What happens if a woman is going to the mikveh and she also has clothing that is tameh that she wants to be metar in the mikveh? So tefillah of objects on Shabbos is generally usher because that is metaket mesakin mana. Tefillah people is mutter because nirakamekar, even though there's a tikkun element involved, but it looks like you're going for a swim, which is okay. So we weren't goes there on going to the mikveh for tahara purposes. So the Gemara has a suggestion that a woman who wants to be mitar of the clothing also can wear the clothing in the loose-fitting fashion in such a way that it doesn't form a chatzitza, and the tefillah will cover the clothing as well. You're getting the clothing wet. Why isn't that a violation of shi'asa kibuso? Or by the same token, the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Zayin Amud Beis that talks about a person who's going to visit his Rebbe on Yom Kippur, and he has to walk through water in order to get there, so he's allowed to do so. He can be over at Savar b'mayim v'heinu. So there also, you're walking through water in your clothing, and why aren't we bothered by shriyasa zel? So a number of answers are given by Rishonim to address that question. Some of them are quoted lehalacha. Tosos in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, that's long Tosos that begins in Amud Aleph and goes on to Amud Beis. Yivim Maskel Hai Misachraisa Dinazaisa. The Tosfos is bothered by this problem and suggests first, V'yesh lomar, didafka hecha di'ika tipa stam otinef amar shriyasa kibuso. So when do we say shriyasa kibuso? That's where the garment is dirty. You have dam chatas that nitas on a beged, that's dirty, so to soak it in water is considered kibus. To apply water is considered kibus, then we say shriyasa zeo kibuso. To b'hachi ma'ir parak dam chatas, that's the context of the Gemara over there. But if you have a beged that is totally clean, so you don't say shriyasa kibuso, so you're not doing anything to clean, to launder the garment. It's 100% clean to begin with. So then the case where you're walking through the water on Yom Kippur, that's where your clothing is clean. It's not dirty. And that's not a violation of shriyasa zohi kibuso. So says the first day in Tosfos Shabbos Kufin Aleph. So says the Rosh in Yuma there, Periches, Siman Daled. So says the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma as well. And then Tosfos has a second teretz. Umatzari muga b'sefer yashar delo amar shriyaso kibuso b'davar she'eno kiyem lichloch. Shriyaso kibuso is only relevant if you have something that you are laundering in a fashion that is derech lichloch. Kigmo sipug ba'alontis v'kinuach yadayim. If you're going to dry your body on a towel, even if the towel is fully clean, but now in drying your body on the towel, you're dirtying the towel. You're wiping your hands on a towel, you're dirtying the towel, even though the towel was fully clean at the before you engaged with the towel. So that's where we say shriyaso kibuso. That's where we say shriyaso kibuso. Bahani shahochin havinami derech lichloch velo derech nikaya. So if you're If your intention is to clean something, so that's shriyaso kibuso. If you're doing it in a fashion that's derech lichloch, then you don't say shriyaso kibuso. So if you're drying your hands on a towel, that's derech lichloch. If you're walking through the water, that's derech lichloch. You're not cleaning the clothing. The walking through the water is to the detriment of the clothing. So that's derech lichloch, not derech nikayon. And that's going to be mutter. That's not subject to shriyaso zohi kibuso. So this is reflected as follows in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Beis Siv Tes. The Mechaber writes, "Beged sheyesh lav lichloch asur lafilu shachshecho." So if you have a beged that has a stain on it, you're not allowed to rub it. Zeh kibuso, ela mekancha bismartut bekal v'lo bedochei penyitzchok. You can just rub it with a dry cloth as long as you are careful not to violate any skeet, as long as you're not squeezing it. Says the Rama, "Ubeged she'ena lav lichloch If you have a bag that doesn't have any lichloch, so the first teretz in Tosfos that shiyasa kibusa only applies if something's dirty. So if you have a clean garment, you're allowed to apply water. You can't like too much water because then you might run into a sochi problem. But as far as shiyasa kibusa, that would be permissible. So the first day in the Ramah is like the first day in Tosfos, like the Rush, that as long as the garment is clean, we're not worried about shriyasa zeo kibuso. And then v'yesh also, and then he says v'yesh osrim b'chol edim, that even if it is, I'm sorry, I skipped. Begash ein alav lichlach mutter lesser my muatim lamrubim shema yiskot v'yesh osrim b'chol edim. V'yesh osrim, even if it is derech, even if the baguette is totally clean. It says the Mishnah Brura. V'yesh osrim emches, sfir lehu demad armina shriyasa kibusu afilu bebegesh ein alav lichloch, v'lachein afilu bumatin osrim shem kibus, mikol makom, im nesinas mayim ala beged hu derech lichloch, shari. If you're placing the water in such a fashion that's derech lichloch, like the second terrace in Tosos, that'll be mutter, and that's reflected, oh, here it is, that's reflected in Sif Yud. Harochet Yada, the Mechaber writes, Tov l'nagvam b'koach zu b'zu l'hasem yam amayim kafi achalto, kodem shikachem b'makos. So the Mechaber says that when you're washing your hands on Shabbos, it's better to rub them together in such a way that by the time you get to the towel, there's really no water left. That's assuming that there isn't even a heter of derech lichluch like the second Tarasin tells us. That's based on a ureim. The Urayim that the Agos Maimonides quotes and others, the Urayim disputes both Terutz and Matosos. The Urayim thinks that there's no heter of Naki and there's no heter of Derech Lichloch. So what happened to the Gemara of what's the seer of Isha Marames with Tavels Begadah or Holech HaTzavah B'mayim? So the Urayim says that's the Afka talking about a Begah Shalor, the person going to visit his Rebbe on Yom Kippur, is wearing leather garments. He's not wearing leather shoes, but everything else is leather. So that's not a violation of Shriya Sado Kibuso because it's leather, which isn't subject to Shriya. But if he was wearing regular clothing, so even if it was all dirty and derech, even if it's all clean, and even if it's derech lichluch, the Rebbe thinks that'll still be usher. So it's a crazy okimta that the Gemara there is only talking about wearing leather, but the Urayim thinks that the Heter Matosas don't apply, and that's reflected in the Psak and the Mechaber in Sif Yud. However, the Ramah says, V'yesh shekosvu de'ein lochosh lezeh, v'l armina shriyas begat zeh kibusa b'chi agavna, de'ein zeh rak derech lichloch, v'chei no'agin. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says in Sefer Yashar, Reish Pei Gimel, Maisa b'chol yom, he says, that people dry their hands on a towel on Shabbos, and doesn't bother anyone. So that's what the Ramah says here in Sif Yud, that derech lichluch is mutter. So the first hatter, that shriyas zeh kibusa doesn't apply to something that's naki, that the Ramah questions the Yeshama, and Mishnah Berurah says that we're machmeran, unless there's an extenuating circumstance that would tell you to be meko. But in principle, we're lechachila machmir, that shriyas zeh kibusa applies even if something is clean. But the second tarsus of the Bali tells us that derech lichluch is mutter. So that's reflected by the Ramah in Shin Beis of Yud, and that is accepted halacha. So that's common practice that you can dry your hand on a towel on Shabbos or use a towel in such a way as long as it doesn't run into a problem of schita. So if you have a spill and you want to put a towel on the spill to mop up the spill, as long as you don't apply pressure in such a way that could run into a schita problem, but that's considered to be derech lechluch, either a towel that you're not worried that you're going to be soched if it's miyuchel lekach or has the dimensions that you're not going to come to be soched, or something disposable, even better, a paper towel napkin to put on a spill, and as long as you don't apply pressure in such a way that could come to shechita, that would be mutter. That's not a violation of shriyasa zokibuso, because that is considered derech lichluch and not derech nikaya. Okay. I thought we covered a little bit more ground in Malavin, but I guess we're out of time. But maybe a different time we'll pick up and discuss more. I'm sorry.
Rain coat that you got in the
Yeah, so that's another Malavin application that we don't have time for now. But halacha lemaisa, harbei makilim, to hang it up wherever you want to hang it up, because that's something that's not subject to kibbutz under normal circumstances. You would never put a raincoat in the washing machine. So,
hey, get up while we're going outside, the actor going
the
outside.
after going outside, so that would make galon because that's derech lichluch, if that's cipher, that's enemus kavin, etc.
Dirty raincoats. Get out of
It's like a
here.
dirty
Let's say you're
raincoat, so
stopped
you're
somebody.
cleaning. There's no act of shriya there. That's all. You're not doing an act of any malacha. Either you're asking hang up a
And you have
wet
to
coat. That's a
put
different
that one.
circuit, right?
I think we're much preferred than tossing. I'm not sure close to eat. You know the close that because we're not close to eat.
Sorry?
The rush,
Right.
the rush. Tosos. And the rush, I think, the rush was for the. I think Tosos is this thing on Kimta where your intention wasn't clean at all.
Right.
In that case, it's butcher. The rush is even with Achila, right? Tosos didn't say that you would do with Achila. Rush, the Tosos, when you're going anyway, the issue is that you're going to Mitzvah, and your intention is not about cleaning the tree.
Right.
The rush says, if it's really clean, then even the chachila, I'll make it even cleaner. That's not a problem. I think the rush goes further than the first game. Right?
The Rosh says, "Dafka ki hasam sheyeshalav dam adavr meluchlach hamin shasav kibuso. Em a beged hushkoy machmas levisho tashmish. For kosher kein lav and legamri vein lav tinuf. Ela shoras lav the yoser lar min shasav kibuso. As long as it's baseline,
He's
even if
saying,
it's not clean per se. I mean, it's dirty because you wore it a few times,
right, but I'm
but
saying,
it's not
but he's
right."
saying that L'chachilah is mutter. Tosos, I think, is not even going that far. Tosos is just saying, you're not intending to get to us at all. You're going to visit Rebbe, or you're woman doing Haramah having to do with the Mitzvah. So
Right.
in that case, if you're not also doing Kibbutz, because this issue, then we'll matter. But Tosos didn't say that if you're focused on Kibbutz, that will do much. I'm not sure Tosos would agree with the rest to say, if you intend this, please do this in a situation that looks like that we put it. Interesting because the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, it quotes the Rush, didn't quote those, because I think the Rush goes further than those. Okay, so it's not.
Yeah, there's no two. So, okay, I hear.
Right.
Yeah, okay.